Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
My question, what did you used to be very, very good at? 844-999-OLA.
I would have had the guy on who, he said he used to be great at wakeboarding, right? Mm-hmm. Goes to a bachelor party, goes wakeboarding, tries to do a trick. Anyway, it ends poorly. He breaks his hip. And he says, how many people have you known? A 36-year-old dude with a broken hip. All right. Well, the comments come in and says, I'm 36. I broke my hip when I was 18 playing baseball. Last out, last inning of the last game of the season. Someone else says, I got him beat, broke my hip at 31. I got hit in the head while riding a motorcycle.
Oh, no.
Someone else adds, Bo Jackson broke his hip, ended his career.
He never played again.
And then finally, this guy, I broke my hip when I was 16 in high school. I broke it running down a hill.
Damn.
What did you used to be very, very good at? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, just calling in because it was kind of an interesting topic.
Well, thank you.
I was a kid, and when I was a kid, I was really good in school. I had excellent grades up through sixth grade, went in seventh and eighth grade. The school was kind of weird, and teachers were kind of odd, and so I didn't really do very well in classes, and had a weird setup where they had a math classes in eighth grade to where it was like, do your own work. It was tables up the front of the class and just go up and get your own work and go do it. And I'm like, really? The teacher's not going to have me do any work? I'm not doing nothing then. Just didn't do anything. Kind of came from a poor family, and just morale was low because of that. So I ended up starting my first day in high school, and my math teacher came over to me within the first 5 minutes of class and said, you don't belong here. I'm going to stick you in my algebra class. And I'm like, what? I failed my general math last year, and you're going to put me in algebra? He's like, yeah. I'm like, no way. Are you sure? I mean, I didn't think I was going to be able to do well. Well, first couple days in his class, he wouldn't give me any answers to anything when I came to ask him. He would only show me the process and do a like problem. And so I understood the process. Once I understood the process, it came so easy to where I had all my work in class done and my homework done and still sitting there with 20 minutes to mess off in class.
So you basically spent eighth grade
After about a week of that happening, I ended up having two or three kids come up and hit me up mid-class with the teacher still sitting there up front. And nonchalant hit me up, hey, can I get a couple answers off your paper? And I'm like, no, that's cheating. Another kid came up, oh, can I copy your paper? I'll give you $5. I'm like, no. You know, because I came from a really poor family. My first day in high school, my damn stepmother sent me to school in orange corduroy bell bottoms. Mind you, this was in the 80s, so it wasn't really popular.
I do remember that.
No, the 70s, you can survive that. The
80s. If they were OPs and shorts, you'd have been okay.
But wait, these were
the most rigid orange corduroys, and I'm like, no, I have to wear these my first day of high school.
But why didn't you take the kids' money? People are offering you hard cash.
You know what? I ended up, after about the second day or third day of kids hitting me up and me saying no, because I knew it was cheating, I knew it was wrong, I'm like, you know what? I'm so poor. I come from such a poor family. I'm wearing these darn orange corduroy bell bottoms. I'm going to take these kids' money, and I'm going to eat, because break was right after that. And when I went to break, you could go to the lunchroom and get literally these 1 foot round, 3 inch tall cinnamon rolls for $1.50. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to eat good off these kids. If they want to be stupid, fine. I'll eat off of them.
How much money do you think you made off of these kids?
Oh, I was probably making about, geez, probably $25-$30 a
good.
Week,
and I'm sure if you
regularly.
All right.
And you know.
I think if the teacher would have busted you, they probably would have understood if you said, look, man, I'm taking the money and I'm going to eat because I don't have any. I need food.
Yeah, exactly what I was doing with it. Instead of eating just plain school lunch, lunch line with a free ticket, I was able to actually go get, you know, a big old cinnamon roll. And then for lunch, I'd be able to get a plate where I could pile on a, literally put a plate on a tray and pile a salad about 8 inches tall with just everything covered in several different kinds of cheeses, several different strips of lunch meat, just covered with dressing that was overflowing the plate onto the tray.
Is this like the greatest meal you've ever eaten?
So you're not good at math anymore?
Oh, I'm excellent at math, but when it comes to doing algebra, I forgot it all.
Oh,
I'm 47
okay.
years old, 47.
What?
And I can't remember how the processes go anymore. So it's something that I was really good at just because I was showing the process and then
okay.
It okay. It off. But after all the years of, you know, all
that's
the
how this ends. That's how this ends. And I don't remember it.
Hey, look, all you need to do is be
I thought I missed something. Like, wait a minute. He's in school. He's eating this giant cinnamon roll. He's eating this salad. Is that what we asked? What's the best meal in grade school?
Exactly.
You know, I felt like...
But I'll tell you what, he's right. As far as what your knowledge was in school, and you know this from being a parent, once you have to start getting into some homework, and you're like, oh, boy, there was a time, but, man, it's not now.
It's not now, that's for sure. But I felt like with that guy, man, I felt like we sat down at the bus stop, and it was Forrest Gump next to us. Right, in the movie, he just starts, and he turns to the giant cinnamon rolls, and there are strips of bacon and cheese, and like, wow, man. Okay.
Like, that's somebody that's, like, not saying they were poor just to say it.
No.
Getting that cinnamon roll made an impression.
You could hear it in his voice. Now, he's 47 years old. This was a freshman in high. He is reliving that moment,
Let me
man.
Tell you something right now. We had a salad bar in middle school and junior high, and they introduced it when we were there. So we had never had one before. And it was really cool for about a week. And then you realized after that the only time that you picked salad bar over the hot meal was when the hot meal was just horrible that day.
What would it be? I can't imagine ever picking.
You know what? Tomato and grilled cheese day was tomato soup and grilled cheese day.
I can still
terrible.
Do it, man. That's how
I mean,
bad.
For me,
it's
like at that age, I remember going to Pizza Hut and they had a salad bar. So I would make a salad, but it basically would be lettuce covered in ranch, cheese, and bacon bits.
It's a salad.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gone to the salad bar.
Best way to eat that stuff.
Right.
It's a salad.
And I grabbed cheese, some boiled eggs, a bunch of bacon bits, all that, and just had like this big plop of stuff on my plate. But you get the weird looks from the waitress because there's no lettuce. I'm like, well, I mean, like, if I go to the salad bar, do I have to make a salad? Can I just grab the good? Because there's decent olives, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's feta cheese. I'm down with peppers. Like, I just don't want the lettuce.
I think what you're looking for is called a relish tray.
Well, they kind of frown on it. That's what I discovered.
Yeah, and you're still eating a salad. I don't care what the hell you put on. You put fried chicken on top of salad.
It's a salad.
It's still salad to me.
I mean, it is. I'm just saying, like, I don't know that it counts. To me, a salad has to have at least two vegetables.
Well, okay, then you have cucumbers, you have lettuce, and fried chicken.
Right. Right. You're talking about a salad. I'm saying, when I went to Pizza Hut, it literally was lettuce, like half the bucket of ranch.
Right.
Cheese, bacon bits.
Mm-hmm. Basically, you're making like a baked potato.
Right.
Yeah.
But the lettuce is the potato. Hello, Norm. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, I used to ride bicycles all over the place, and I ended up getting endocarditis, so I had 4 open heart surgeries. And the antibiotics they gave me was toxic, so I lost my equilibrium, so now I can't even ride a bicycle if I wanted to.
So wait a minute, the medicine they gave you, now can you drive?
Yeah, I can drive, but I can't ride a bicycle. I don't have a balance to ride bicycle at all.
What about...
I tried after the surgeries. I tried and almost went
15
feet. I went from one side of the street to the other and almost fell off the bike.
Do you have any kind of vertigo where you get sick, like on an amusement park ride or anything like that now that you never had previous?
I don't usually go on amusement park rides anyway, but I do get where I feel like, oh... The room's moving on me.
What about a strobe light, like an epileptic?
I look like a drunk without being drunk.
You do? So, does it just hit you, depending on the trigger?
It's just all of a sudden, my bounce gives up on me right when I don't need it. Like when I'm carrying something, I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
How many times have you had to explain to someone that you're not drunk?
Like a bartender.
Or a cop?
I've never had to see the bartender a little bit after I I actually got to be able to drive. They had a cop pull me over, thought I was drunk because I was moving around in the lane a little bit. He wanted me to do this down on my leg. I said, that's not going to happen. I have my equilibrium screwed up. I can't do that.
Yeah, so what happened with the bike now? Did they caused all this again?
No, I try to get it right. I go, see, okay, can I ride a bicycle? And I found out I can't because I went from one side of the street to the other. It was in a residential area.
Okay.
And I went on hit the curb and all that stuff. I went, oh, that's it. No more bicycle riding for me.
Just damn. Like riding a bike. Okay. You never forget.
Well, that's...
Here's the exception.
That was what I was going to say. That seems to be one of the few things in life where they say, like, look, man, it's just like riding a bike. Just get back on, man. You'll be fine.
When's the last time you rode one?
Oh, probably been 2 or 3 years. But it's not a big deal. Anytime I do it, I just got on a long-haul ride. But, I mean, it is one of those skills. Once you know how to ride a bike, it's...
It is a little awkward the first time you get on one. It's been years, so.
Well, because you get in your own head. I think you pedal twice and you're like, all right, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this guy.
Yeah, it's fine. For me, it's just always getting going. Like right. That first big pedal.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, then you're good to go.
Yeah, but I just ride beach cruisers, man.
Come on, man. You cannot, if you're going to ride a beach cruiser, there's zero stress. Like, it's not even allowed to think, like, we're getting on beach cruisers, bro. That means everything in our life right now is really good.
It is. If you want to see some people just eat it on a bicycle, which is one of the most hilarious things you ever see, go to a triathlon.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got to remember, they got to swim like a mile if you're, that's the junior equivalent, or maybe it's a half mile.
You swim, run, and bike, or swim, bike, run.
You swim, bike, and run. So basically what happens is they come out of this freezing cold water in these onesie wetsuits, you know what I mean? They're swimming kicks your ass.
Sure.
Yeah. And your entire body is fried after you're done with it.
And you got to clip in, right?
And you're dizzy, right? You know what I mean? And then you're on these really light, like, triathlon bikes that don't have a lot of weight to them, man. And you just see people pulling out because once they get dressed, change their clothes, and just boom, just flat out, man, right on their side. And then, like you said, you're clipped in.
Yeah.
You got to unclip yourself on the ground and figure out how to get the hell out of there.
Talking about Tour de France, man. If I'm going to watch any highlight, I want it to be the pilot. Because otherwise, I'm just watching a bunch of people on a bike, right? But when... It's like NASCAR. Like, when they show highlights of it, we're going to show you the wrecks. Otherwise, you're watching people drive. So, I hate to say it, but every time they have those massive wrecks, like 70 dudes go down, and it's so fast, and there's so many. Like, I'm always really happy. You know, I don't want anyone to get injured. I don't know. I just find it hilarious when they all go down.
Just go home to their hotel room and smoke cigarettes and do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
That's brand new Pearl Jam, Dance of the Clairvoyants. That's their first single from their forthcoming album, Gigaton.
Gigaton.
Which will be out on March 27th. Now available at radio.com if you want to listen to that. If you're on our flagship here in Seattle, 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Taryn will be playing a lot more of that later on for you tonight. But, man, that's a little bit of a diversion for most of the Pearl Jam stuff we've heard.
It is. But look, man, I mean, for me, I personally like the song. Some people do, some people don't. It's how life goes. But I like it. My thought is, like, if you like David Bowie, Men at Work, and The Fix, you'll like this song.
Like the
if you don't like them, but you like this song, you'll like David Bowie, Men at Work, and The Fix. Although, but I read a quote from Jeff Ament, all right?
You sound like the Bud Light Seltzer guy.
I know, I really do. But listen, there was a quote from Jeff Ament, and you're not trying to poke fun, but one thing that is notoriously true of Pearl Jam is that Eddie Vedder is not the easiest singer to understand, all right? So I'm talking to Jeff Ament, and he's talking about this specific song, Dance of the Clairvoyants, and like anyone would say, he's like, yeah, man, I mean, we went out there a bit and took some risks, blah, 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 but he says, yeah, we're mixing up the instrumentation, building a great song, and this is a quote, Ed writing some of my favorite words yet.
Yeah, I mean,
but how do you know? How do you don't know what he said on like the first 10 albums? And believe it or not, so I actually pulled up the lyrics, and they're actually cool lyrics.
Yeah.
But you don't really understand. You understand a few things, but I'm like, how do you know like these are his favorite words?
I like it too, man. Sounds like pretty good.
Nobody asked you, Ted.
New Pearl Jam is available now at radio.com. All right, our question, what did you used to be very good at? And here come those emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com. All right, let's see here, guys. I'd like to give Miles some tips on skiing in the spring on a sunny day at White Pass. First trip is to have a good ski jacket that you can fit a six-pack of cans in and a bag to stash them in the snow so they're ice cold when you're ready for more. At 59, I pick the days I go skiing now with all the tools available from the weather. Let me know if you're interested. We'll get it done. Hopefully you can talk Wobbin into going, too. Best regards, that from Gary Ross. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the offer.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, when I was a young kid, my buddy and I both wanted to play.
Did you edit me out of that?
What's that?
Pretty sure he invited both of us.
I didn't see that in my email.
All right.
Why is Mike laughing?
So he saw the email, too.
And I mean, he invited Robin.
Really? Are you sure? Oh yeah, you know what? It's in the headline, and I only print the bottom. I guess you were invited too. Thought it was just me and you, Wob, and it was going to be a special day for us.
Yeah.
Guys, when I was a young kid, my buddy and I both wanted to play ice hockey.
Like Ted, that was a subtle hit.
That's right.
Thanks.
Third wheel.
My parents suck.
Me and Thrill will go to a different pass. Right. Like a white pass.
Yeah. Damn right.
Go to black pass.
And hand it to the woman downstairs. The
corner. I was walking by her.
That's a very inside joke.
I was thinking about the airplane scene.
Oh, damn.
Shoot. You talk about the lady that speaks.
You talking about some of that joke?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Come on, mama.
Welcome black pants.
Come back, mama. When I was young, kid, my buddy and I both wanted to play ice hockey. My parents couldn't afford the gear, but his could. So we went.
Now it's ice hockey.
So we went and I didn't. However, I had rollerblades and a street hockey stick. Over the years, he would teach me everything he'd learned. I got really good at street hockey. We'd play two-on-two all the time. Never lost a match. Rock on. That from Towns.
I got good at Townsville hockey. You know what I'm talking about.
Guys, used to be really good.
I was a short, fat kid. I always had to be the goalie in street hockey.
Car.
But I would come home with these little ball prints all over me.
Guys, I used to be really good at acting. No, I'm not tooting my own horn. I was really good actress in high school, performed in quite a few shows, and I was the first girl to place for nationals for honorary drama students. I did the scene from The Crucible, and my scene partner and I got to travel to Nebraska for nationals and take different acting classes.
You got to.
And see all kinds of plays from different schools. My name is still on the plaque of my high school.
Listen, and we're very proud of you for that, but no one ever says, like, I got to go to Nebraska. More like, well, I had to go to Nebraska.
I might still be good. I just haven't done anything about it in almost 10 years, quite honestly. I've been told I'm a drama queen, but I don't think that's quite the same. Rock on, guys. That from Samantha. Back in my younger years, from about 19 to 22, I was amazingly good at getting arrested. Didn't matter what I was doing at any given time, there's probably a 33% chance of me getting arrested. I was so good at it, sometimes I would be in and out of the system within 2 hours and I wouldn't have to get out of my street clothes. I don't know what happened, but now that I'm older, I seem to be terrible at it. I've been arrested since 2011. It's okay, though. The jail staff and corrections officers, the ones missing out as they don't get to see me anymore. Good times. Peace out. That from Pork.
That's a very positive way of looking at it.
Pork did a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. A guy named Pork. Come on.
Guys, it is my boyfriend's birthday today. He loves your show and he listens to it every day. Please give him a happy birthday shout. I'm trying to, let's see. His name is Matt and I am Lindsay. So how about some dirty Germans talking about boobs, please?
Yeah, this is for Lindsay. Tonight, we will throw your boobs down on the mat. You will be my wrestling mat.
Yeah, I like that. So, you know, these boobs you talk of, they're so versatile. You can play with them, you can love them, you can sleep on them.
Yeah, if you stare at them long enough, it's almost like looking at a cartoon character looking back.
Yeah, human pillows.
Guys, today my 20th year on the planet is. I've been listening to you guys for 4 years. Love the show. Stay the best. And if I could get an owl hitting the window and the look out and everyone talking all over themselves about Chick-fil-A, that would be great. That from Jamie.
Look up.
Well, funny
you
thing.
Know, man, when I was growing up, Chick-fil-A was not the name of a restaurant.
It
was
the same as it is.
Lucky enough, the Maryland girls at one time.
It was all the Chick-fil-A.
I only did it once for 20 seconds. They're both named Jack.
About 5 seconds, and I got a chicken sandwich.
I used the Polynesian sauce the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't have Chick-fil-A.
We got some back in the office.
Yeah, I just had one of the containers.
I got to send this to myself as I have a birthday today. Would like to hear some, Disney characters talking about what happens in the Disney Castle dungeon after hours. Thanks, guy. Also want to hear some Big Al, but we'll do the Disney characters.
Well, gosh, you know what happens in that dungeon after hours. Old Gooster gets busy making a litter.
Actually, it's funny. Most of the dungeon is dark. Cinderella's in a black dress now, and you better listen to her.
Big Al thinks the happiest place on earth is the happy place when you roll over.
Bitches? You say Big Al.
I'm Big Al.
I flash back to that South Park, like Big Gay Al.
Yeah, But this is just Big Al Gore.
I just forget, and then when he starts with Al Gore, like...
I would like to roll over and fertilize the environment.
All the bitches, today is my 27th birthday. Can I get a fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about HVAC, please? Thanks, guys, for all you do and making my day better. That from Tyler.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, I put the H in HVAC. The other letters are IB.
Yeah, so you know, it's the best thing about this HVAC is the sucking and the blowing.
Yeah.
They do have an intake.
Yeah, they most certainly do, yeah.
You know, it's funny, I never knew what this HVAC was, so I moved to Pacific Northwest. Because there's no air conditioning in the summertime.
Yeah.
Guys, happy birthday to my son-in-law, Andrew, pronounced Andy Pants. We're lucky to have such an amazing guy married to our daughter. He's proven to be a remarkable dad to his one-month-old daughter. How about the dirty Germans explaining to him how to handle daughters as they get older? Lots of love, that from the wretched mother-in-law.
Yeah, it's very simple. Say, go ask your mother.
Yeah, I think rule number one is keep them away from these Germans.
Yeah.
Hello, Michelle, it's a while, but can I get a birthday shout out to my best bud, Tanner? He's 27 years old. How about giving that angry bagel shop guy and some thrill shotgun blast? Thanks, guys. And keep on rocking that from Joe.
Shut your mouth!
Dick! Guys, please wish back little brother Eric, pronounced Erica. Happy 28th go around the sun with some turtle wax and now hitting the window and your penis is too small. Thanks, fellas. That from the much more handsome brother Nick. Guys, want to wish my older brother a happy 31st birthday. Matt, I'm incredibly proud of the man you've become over the past 10 years. I love you. That from your sister, Kayla. She doesn't request anything, but since it's albino, Matt, give me your penis. It's too small because we're not doing very well down there. That's okay, Matt. You can overcome that. Bacholos, today is my amazing friend Andrew's birthday. We've been friends since the dark ages of puberty and teenage angst, and I turned him into bands like Tool and Nine Inch Nails back in the day because he wasn't a big rock fan before he met me. He always has a smile on his face and shows the bright side of life. He also has the ability to tame the beast that is my little girl, Kinsey. If you see a guy dancing down the street with headphones on and a unique apparel, that's him, literally dancing on the sidewalk. How about a time to take off the leash and an uh-oh, look out. Thanks, guys. That from Max.
It's time to take off the leash.
Uh-oh, look out.
And we want to wish our awesome friend and co-worker, Morgan, pronounced Pickles, a happy 34th. Every day is an adventure and a test of sanity with her, and we wouldn't have it any other way. So how about you like that, and maybe little Coach Ted giving her some motivation on how to answer the office phone without giving herself a black eye. Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking. That from 94, Derek and Marcy.
You like that? You like that?
Here we go.
A coach doesn't know a ton about answering the office phone. He never answers this. Number one, I would say, if you're getting a black eye from it, let's think about a headset. I feel like this headset would be much safer for you. You hit a couple buttons, boom, you're on it.
That's great advice.
It really is, man.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell is going on with the receiver that's getting black eyes.
That's amazing.
It's not the receiver.
Okay. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks less?
Time for Who Sucks Last. Team of Troy Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of these stories suck, but one of them will hopefully suck the least. So if you do happen to like the program and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, or like the Men's Room on Facebook, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yeah, and as always, three stories. In this case, I don't know which one of these people sucks the least. I don't know who sucks the most. I believe that all of these people, on some level, are genetically related, right? We have a guy who is in England. He does something that I find incredibly, incredibly stupid. We have a guy in Indiana who does something equally, incredibly as stupid. And then a guy in Florida who's equally as stupid as the first two. But let's start over in England. First of all, Miles, if I told you that I have some Nas and Scooby, would you know what I'm talking about?
Nas and Scooby.
Nas and Scooby. We're in the tough streets of London. I'm offering you some Nas and Scooby.
Oh, I thought it might be a new rap act.
Not a bad guess.
Nas is a great rapper.
Yeah. And well, Scooby could be.
Well, no. What I'm talking about is heroin and crack.
Oh.
Mm. Okay, so people in
I figure Scooby might be Snoop Dogg's kid.
That would be Scrappy. Nephew. No, Nas and crack stand for heroin. Nas and Scooby represent heroin and crack. So there's a guy over there. He's a drug dealer. He's wearing a shirt that says, Nas and Scooby for 25 pounds. Under that, it has a phone number. Now, police spot this guy, but they assume there's no possible way that he's wearing an advertisement and that he's actually a drug dealer, and it's impossible that he actually posted his own home phone number for anyone in the know. They're cops. They know the slang. Sure enough, they call the number. Sure enough, he's a drug dealer. He was arrested. And do you know why he was arrested, Myers?
Because he said he would sell this stuff to a cop.
He would sell heroin and crack as advertised on the shirt with his own phone number. And dude just walks down the street. All right, that's guy number one. And you think, who could possibly be that stupid? Well, now we go to Turriehat, Indiana, where cops got into a high-speed chase with a guy, 38-year-old guy named Donald Murray. He actually managed to get away, but the cops finally tracked him down a few days later, and they arrested him. And as it turns out, he has a tattoo on his forehead. His tattoo says, crime pays. He's been charged with criminal recklessness and resisting law enforcement. So you have the guy who advertises he has drugs in England and has his home phone number on a t-shirt. The cops can't believe it's true, but they call the number, and sure enough, it's true. Now you have a guy that has the word crime pays tattooed on his forehead. Wouldn't you know it? He gets arrested for a crime. And now we go to Florida. There's a 56-year-old guy named Sergio Ferreira. He lives in Largo, Florida. He has a bumper sticker. The bumper sticker says, don't drink and drive. I'm going to let you guess, what do you think cops got him for?
Drinking and driving.
Oh, you are the big winner. That's right. He admitted that he had, quote, 418 to 20 cans of Busch Light. He was arrested for a DUI, in spite of the fact that on the back of his car says, don't drink and drive. So
I think that was, he was trying to throw like a smoke screen.
He said 418 to what?
18 to 20 ounces. Yeah.
We all know those are 24-ounce cans you're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we have a drug dealer who's advertising heroin and crack, although he uses the slang Nas and Scooby. It offers 4 for 25 pounds, has his phone number on his shirt. Cops call it shirt up. He's that stupid. The guy who has crime pays tattooed on his forehead. Wouldn't you believe it? It's quite the law legal record, but he was arrested recently after leading cops on a high-speed chase. And then finally, the guy who's busted for drunk driving, and on the back of his car is a bumper sticker that says don't drink and drive.
I think it's pretty open and shut case here.
You think so?
I think so. I think that the man with a don't drink and drive bumper sticker who was arrested for DUI, even though there were no injuries, even though he did not wreck a car or crash into someone, the possibility of him...
he's driving drunk.
Yeah, I mean, causing a serious problem there is...
I don't have that bumper sticker on my car, but I don't drink and drive.
Guy who got involved in a high-speed chase who has a crime pays tattoo on his forehead.
On his forehead, yes.
Again, you're getting involved with police in a high-speed chase. There could have been crashes. Other cars could have gotten involved. Other people could have been injured. We don't know any of that, but the potential exists when you get involved with the cops on a high-speed chase. So I think the guy who advertised that he was selling Nas and Scooby 4 for $25, which is a hell of a deal.
That is a great deal.
Along with his t-shirt and his phone number. I mean, this guy's so stupid. He's not hurting anybody else other than himself and the people that, need his products or would like to have his products.
Sure.
So I'm not diminishing any of that, but if someone wants heroin or someone wants crack, they're going to find a way to get it.
So even if this guy shut down, trust me, they'll still be able to find their drugs.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that he sucks the least based on the fact of the potential to harm others.
All right.
Not saying that he hasn't had a bad batch of heroin, but I doubt he'd be in business if he did.
That'd be Nas, don't.
Nas, sorry. Not sorry, Scoob.
I don't know. I think it's hard to say you shouldn't drink and drive, but that guy didn't hurt anybody.
Like, he didn't.
Anybody injecting heroin's already kind of in a hurting spot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
crack just makes your face look all weird. Like,
make your teeth fall out.
It will. It's easy to tell a crackhead.
They look surprised.
I don't know. Maybe the guy with the crime pays. Sucks the least.
Man, like, to me, pick them, man. These guys, they're just so stupid.
Because nobody's getting really, like, you know what I mean? Like, the DUI guy just got pulled over, right?
That is correct.
And got arrested,
mm-hmm.
right? And then, I mean, if anybody, I'd say the heroin and crack guy is probably hurting people the most.
That's
like
the
a direct
too.
Effect. Sure. You know what I mean? And then you talk about use of needles and this and that. Man, that's a tough one. They're all pretty stupid.
They're all stupid. They're all so stupid, but they deserve to be together. Like, what is wrong with you?
James on Facebook says Nas and Scooby suck the least. Tina says three-way tie. They all seem like future Darwin winners. Jordan says, how do we share a plan with some of these people? Christopher says, DUI guy, based on info given, maybe it wasn't his car, don't know. Oh, no, he put that sticker on there. It's the same reason that people go and give money to the local sheriff.
Yeah.
Because they want to have that sheriff sticker in the back of their car. Not because they're driving drunk. They just want to know if a cop pulls up behind him and sees that.
They're like, speeding.
Even if they're walking up to the car and they see it, they're like, all right, maybe this guy gets a warning.
And look, mate, don't have one. Get like three. That way they know, right?
Every year you
donate.
Every
year, I'm doing this.
Put them up in a
line. I wouldn't get him anymore.
Why? Run.
It's been 20 years. The cops are very hip to this.
They keep selling them.
There are certain places where cops almost look for them to pull you over.
Damn it!
So don't have a don't drink and drive.
Take it off your car. Get it off.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Okay, coming up here in 8 minutes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. We also have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk, though, for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a guy in Indiana was killed by a rooster with a razor blade tied to its legs during an illegal fight.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, they come to kill the rooster.
You think the rooster
but they're wrong.
Strapped himself into the razor blade
yeah,
decided
right.
to do this?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's how they defend themselves.
Right.
You see, if you have a farm, then you have roosters, you need to put razor blades on them so when raccoons come in or, like, coyotes.
Yeah, fight for yourself, you know.
Right, they can defend themselves.
Yeah, roosters are tough, man. They don't play.
They don't have natural razors. They need your razors.
But they strap up.
Indiana?
India.
India, my bad.
Oh.
I did it first.
That is kind of how chicken fights work.
That's exactly
sure.
how it works.
Yeah. No one feels bad for
that. I was like, that didn't seem that strange.
Nope. A new study found the cities where Uber drivers make more than minimum wage and the cities where they make less.
I want to know, but I have a feeling you're not going to tell me.
Oh, it's a good feeling, Ted. The National Weather Service says the cold weather passing through the south could make iguanas fall from the sky.
What's amazing is that they're frozen, and then they fall and land on the ground. Which they could fall out of the tree and feasibly hit you. But then as the sun warms up and it gets above freezing, they come back to life and then run back up in the tree.
They just fall
just
out.
Fall
out
of it. Yeah. It's like carbon freezing.
It's weird,
it's like
man.
What happened to Han Solo.
Like they freeze, they fall, then they warm back up, they get up,
they
go
they
back
get their
up.
Their hands up in
but
the air.
Think about
right,
that.
Just like Han did, and then they come back to life.
They're blind when they wake up.
Right.
But think about this, what, it's like a 5 foot long freaking iguana falling out of a tree and hitting your ass.
Right, and it's frozen.
Yeah, frozen solid, man.
It's like
an iguana sickle.
Depending on the age of those things, man, you get a 40, 50-year-old iguana that's up in a tree that's, you know, 30, 40, 50 pounds. You know, 5-6 feet long.
Save yourself a tail.
I've seen huge ones before. I was like, is that it's just a dragon at this point.
Yes. a woman in Texas took her cat to the vet to get a vaccine. The vet accidentally put the cat down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then made the call on the way home.
Told you them vaccines kill you.
So, but it's weird, because the euthanasia cocktail, I didn't realize it took that long to take effect.
Right.
Right, they inject the cat, they have given the cat back to the owners. The owners get a call from the vet in the car on the way home saying, hey,
turn around.
Yeah, we didn't give it the rabies booster that we meant to. We accidentally gave it euthanasia. They gave it fluids, oxygen, and it died a couple days later.
Crying.
Damn.
Yeah, it's...
Who labeled that stuff? Like, color-coded something, man.
Right?
That's a bad mistake.
That, it's about as severe as it can go.
Yeah.
Ted would have known what the chemical was. If that was his kid, he'd be like, hang on.
Hang on.
It's not the booster.
Pet Solutions.
Okay,
the
honey.
Subtle way. Mm-hmm.
A sheriff's deputy in Denver has been cited and put on leave for street racing and going over 100 miles an hour.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's...
While transporting inmates.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Step on it, dude. Come on. We're going to be in jail forever.
Don't let this guy punk you. Come on, man. What do these things do? It's brand new.
I mean, were the inmates, like, were they game?
Right. Probably. I mean, something interesting before you go to jail. I'd be like, yeah, dude, do what you want, man.
You have to be trained in surgery to be a surgeon. I think that if anybody knows how to drive fast, it's an officer of the law. I mean, like, they are trained.
True. He is trained.
They are trained to do it.
It's like, you know, if you have an AR-15 and you're in the military, that's because you were trained to use that piece of weaponry. If you can drive a car 105 miles an hour, you're either a NASCAR or you're a cop.
Mm-hmm.
He's revving his engine. You down for us to have a race?
I'm dead serious. I'm like, I don't think a cop should be in trouble for...
Well, you're going to get in trouble. You broke the law. But as far as the person to do it safest,
that's what I'm saying.
Dude, you ever seen the videos of the Secret Service training with the president's, like, heavy-ass limos?
No.
Oh, it's wild. They can, like, power brake in reverse and spin it around.
And it's funny because anytime we see it, you know, you're going 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Right? See, they got to put that in the action movie. Secret Service driver who's drifting on that thing.
If I'm president, dude, and we're driving out on the runway... I'm like, dude,
open up, man.
Let's see the skills you got, man. Show me what you got. You got all that room out there, right? Might as well just, like, do a couple donuts and pull
you
in
were
and
trained
wave,
to do it.
And then get
do
on your
it.
Plane and fly to, you know, the world summit
the
of
summit,
economics
right?
or whatever it is.
Well, not even then. I got my pilot. Hey, man, can you do a loop-de-loop in this? It's Air Force One, bitch. This is my plane.
The president.
Yeah, barrel roll this mother.
The president arrived at the airport today in a cloud of smoke.
Right. Hey, Dave got on that treadmill back there. Why don't we do a barrel roll?
Oh, no.
I'm serious.
You wouldn't want to fly with Miles if he's the president. Like, dude, seriously.
Dang it.
Dude, they just served the food. Wouldn't it be funny if we dumped it all over the ceiling?
Oh, Lordy. A 15-year-old girl in China who had a rare condition that made her look like an elderly woman has had surgery to help her look her age.
I mean, there's a tab either way, so. Miller, there's money to be made. I hate to go there, but, like, look, if that's the case.
Golly. All righty. General Mills just announced they're temporarily adding a new marshmallow to Lucky Charms for St. Patrick's Day this year.
You realize General Mills is an actual military officer. I am General Mills. I would like an extra marshmallow.
Honestly, that's not really...
in my Lucky Charms.
It's not out of the question. I actually had a couple people with the last name Mills when I was growing up,
See,
so it's not unthinkable for
General
a
General Mills.
I knew a Mills.
Yeah, somebody's going to be a general, right?
Tell those leprechauns
and they're
to create a new marshmallow.
And they are snickered at by all of...
I was just talking to a close friend the other day, and I said, hey, man, I wish there was a different marshmallow on Lucky Charms. I said, man, you're right.
You know, now your day is...
Wow. Here it comes, Miles.
It could be like New Coke, though.
Say it and it happens, right?
What color is it? What are we looking at? What shape?
I don't know, man. I ain't working.
It's the same marshmallow.
No,
it's not a flavor.
It's the same marshmallow.
But you need a color.
I would do the poop emoji.
A lighthouse keeper in British Columbia, Canada, won $1 million lottery jackpot in November, but had to wait 2 months to collect it because he couldn't find anybody to cover him at the lighthouse.
Did you work at a lighthouse?
All that technology with, you know, all the sonar and everything
right.
else. You need a lighthouse.
A sandwich shop worker in the UK was photographed doing something unsightly.
What was that?
Tell you all about it now.
Think of my cock headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. Let's do get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 now. 844-999-ORLA.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.